Stand with me. Let's read the Christmas story from Luke's account, Luke chapter 2. I recognize that this is a story that if you celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ, this is one you hear every year. And if you watch the Peanuts show, you hear Linus do it. I apologize that I don't do it as well as Linus does. But when you're reading God's Word, you can stutter through it. It's still beautiful. And by the way, when you hear little children speaking in tongues around the audience, that's okay. They're all welcome here tonight. Now it came about in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all were proceeding to register for the census, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. It came about that while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David there is born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." And it came about when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came in haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and all that they had seen, just as it had been told them. We're going to sing songs today because God became flesh. He died and took away our sins. And for everyone who believes in him, there is salvation guaranteed, never taken away. When you look around here, there's a tree here, right? Why? And why does it have all that glitter on it? Why are these things up there? Why are poinsettias? Did anybody ever read anything about poinsettias in the New Testament? Were there poinsettias at the birth of Jesus? Obviously, it might not be so obvious to many, but no, there was not. There was no Christmas tree. Santa Claus wasn't hanging around waiting to worship the newborn king. We got a lot of things in our society that are fun. How many of you have lights in your yard? Your driveway is good. Huh? How many of you absolutely do not? Let's do it that way. You have been exposed. Some of you did that quite proudly, by the way. There's a lot of things that are attached to Christmas that really don't have anything to do with the birth of Jesus, do they? Well, what I want to show you is, I really want to show you a reenactment of a couple of boneheads that need some enlightenment. But what I need is, we need an audience down here. So if you are I'm just going to let you decide if you're a child. If you're a child, and parents, if you want to let your kids come down here and sit on the floor, they're going to get a first one, a upfront view of some good stuff. Come on, kids. Kristen, come on down. Scarlett. If you get too close, you're going to have to stare up. Get back there and just so you can look up. You're going to have to sit down. You get to sit down. All the little angels. Samantha, I got my eye on you. Watch out. Jacob, I see you there. Luke. Luke, sit next to your sister. Make sure she's okay. Come here, Luke. Come on, you can do it. Maybe he thinks he's too old. That's okay. All right. Well, you all look as cute as you can be. How many of you who are up here went to Vacation Bible School this year? How many of you went to our Vacation Bible School at Harvest Bible Church? Okay, handful of you. Well, for those of you who did, Marcus, you weren't here. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't even know. Keithan, how you doing, buddy? You all right? Well, everybody, you're going to, if you don't know these two people that are going to come up, actually there's four people. There's a guy named Otis, and there's a guy named Theodore, and then there's Petunia, and a very confused girl named Sadie. They're all a bit confused. Anyway, what they're going to come up, they're going to show us how confused they are. Watch them, laugh at them, and then we're going to tie it up when they're done and try to learn a lesson or two. But pay careful attention. They're a little bit confused about Christmas.
Now is the time to deck the halls, and you all know what that means. Decorating the tree. Oh! Wooey! Sure is cold outside. Theodore, what you doing over there on the floor?
What's it look like I'm doing?
Is this a trick question?
No, you knucklehead. I'm trying to decorate Sadie's cafe.
Oh, okay. Wait. Now, wouldn't it be kind of hard for you to decorate if you're on the floor?
You think? Oh, come over here and give me a hand.
Okay. Come on, big boy. Yeah.
Where have you been?
Oh, I was just in the general store when Miss Sadie said you could use some help decorating her Christmas tree for our Christmas party.
Oh.
So I came over here to give you a hand.
Well, thanks, Otis. You sure are a pal.
All right, so what do we got to do first with this decorating stuff?
Well, I got this great Christmas tree here, and I got these Christmas tree lights, so...
I don't get it.
Put lights... on tree.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds fun.
But it's just got to be perfect. Everything's got to be just right.
Well, don't worry, Theodore. With our two genius minds, I'm sure we'll make this Christmas tree the most prettiest of all.
Now that's the Christmas spirit. All right, I need you to hold this in and stand still. And I'm going to go around the tree, and by doing so, we'll be putting the lights on the tree.
All right.
Wait a second. I thought there'd be a lot of lights on the tree by now. Very strange.
What's strange?
Otis!
What?
I told you to stand still.
No, you said you were going to wrap the tree.
No, I... Oh.
With bells of holly!
What in blazes is that noise?
Oh, who do you think?
La 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 la! La 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 la! La.
Oh, Petunia.
Christmas cheer to all here. May you be filled with the Christmas spirit, and may you be filled with cheer.
Merry Christmas, Miss Piggle Wiggle.
Petunia.
Petunia.
Yes, Merry Christmas, ma'am.
Why, thank you, Sheriff. I have been so busy today, and it is freezing outside. Now, I'm sure you're probably wondering, Petunia, why is someone as talented as yourself tromping around in the cold snow outside? Well, even though it may be freezing, my amazingness is just too grand to keep from the public and my adoring fans.
What adoring fans?
Why, all the people of Discovery City. They are my adoring fans, so I mustn't disappoint. And that is why I have been gone in the cold snow all day, sharing my wonderful voice through the great art of caroling. And I'm sure you heard my lovely song as I came inside. Were you not blessed to hear such an angelic voice?
Yeah, we heard you coming and were blown away.
She is right about it being cold out there, though, Theodore. It's colder than the outhouse toilet seat outside.
Anyways, I was just coming inside to get some of Sadie's hot chocolate.
Did you say hot chocolate? I just finished making this in the kitchen. It's my secret Aunt KK's cocoa hot chocolate. Would you like some?
Oh, yes.
Here you go.
Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome. Sheriff, would you like some hot chocolate?
Oh, no thank you, Miss Sadie. Otis and I are really busy decorating the tree.
Okay. Who wouldn't want my hot chocolate?
Oh, Sadie, this is wonderful. No.
Oh, the sadness of this day. What terrible fortune to fall upon us. What cruel fate to crush our Christmas spirits forever.
What's wrong? Is it too hot?
No.
Is it too cold?
No, not at all.
Is it just right?
No. It's far worse.
Well, what is it then?
There are no marshmallows.
Oh dear, this is a great tragedy.
I don't have any here at the store. I mean, I guess I could go to the general store.
Oh, would you? If you could get some of those marshmallows, you would be a lifesaver. And this Aunt KK's cocoa hot chocolate would be complete.
Yeah, sure, no problem. I'll just go out in the freezing snow again for marshmallows.
You are too kind. I thank you. Your Aunt KK's cocoa hot chocolate thanks you. Your cafe thanks you. Discovery City thanks you. I'm so grateful. I could sing a song of rejoicing.
I wouldn't want you to tax your vocal cords. I've got to go. Be back soon.
So, what are you guys up to?
Oh, we're decorating Sadie's Christmas tree for our Christmas party.
We're going to make it really purdy.
Yep, and by doing so, we're going to be spreading Christmas spirit to everyone. They're going to see our tree, and just like that, they'll be filled with the joy of Christmas. Would you like to help us in this worthy endeavor?
Well, you know there's a better way to bring other people the Christmas spirit and Christmas joy.
Better than making a beautiful Christmas tree? And what's that?
I have been singing and caroling all day long for the people of Discovery City. Your decorations are so small, and no one is going to get Christmas joy from decorations if they can't see them. Seeing is believing, and believing is receiving, but singing is ringing.
Okay, I know I'm not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, but that didn't make any sense to me.
I agree, and my decorations are going to be impressive and awe-inspiring.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to spread Christmas joy by going right to every person's doorstep, singing songs filled with the Christmas spirit. And that is why I must go back out into the cold. I know it will be a great sacrifice, but I will save Christmas one song at a time.
God help us all.
All right, Otis. We need to hurry and get these decorations done. My Christmas tree is going to bring Christmas joy, or my name isn't Sheriff Theodore Tweedle. So I need some aggressive decorating.
I don't know, Theodore. Are you sure we're spreading Christmas joy by decorating? Maybe you're getting a little too aggressive.
There ain't no gain without pain, and there ain't no joy without employing hard work. We're going to work hard and have joy.
I don't feel very joyful. Maybe we could do something else.
I'm staying right here. You can help me, or you can go sing with Petunia.
Here I come, caroling!
I think I'll help you.
Good. All right. Now it's time for some electricity.
Wow. That is a big word, Theodore. Where'd you learn it?
Back when I was young, at the schoolhouse in Little Rock.
Ah. So, what does electricity mean?
Oh, it means you don't stick your finger in the socket. Oh,
wow.
It's beautiful. No. What the? Oh. What's wrong with you, Christmas tree? Why are you flickering? Now see here, I'm sheriff of this town, and you lights are gonna shine bright on this Christmas tree for this Christmas Eve. Oh, that worked. See, Otis? That's how you light up a Christmas tree. No!
What? Sheriff? Otis? I'm back from the store. Hey, what's going on here? Who turned out the lights? Hold on a second, I'll fix it. Now, where's that electricity switch? Got it. Wait, no. Ooh, never mind. Oh, here it is. Found it.
My beautiful tree! Oh, what's wrong?
I'm sorry, Theodore. It was fun while it lasted.
What's wrong?
Well, you see, Theodore's lights here were singing bright, but then they turned to silent night.
I was just trying to spread some joy by making the beautiful decorations, but it's hopeless. I'm sorry, Sadie.
Theodore, I appreciate you wanting to decorate my Christmas tree all nice, but we all need to remember that Christmas isn't about the decorations.
What do you mean?
Christmas joy comes from Jesus Christ. He is what Christmas is all about.
You know, I think I know this story. There were shepherds out in the field watching over their stock.
Actually, it was a flock of sheep.
What about a flock of birds?
No, I'm pretty sure it was sheep.
Are you sure?
How about I check my Bible, just in case?
And the answer is?
Flock of sheep.
Oh, well, I guess I don't know the Christmas story as well as I thought.
It's okay. How about you keep telling the story, and I'll stop you if anything's not right.
Really? Thanks, Miss Sadie. Where were we?
Shepherds watching over their flocks of sheep.
Okay. And then, an angel from God came into the sky with his really big wings and shininess. And God's really bright glory, even brighter than the angel's shininess, shined everywhere. And them shepherds, they were afeared.
Close enough.
Maybe you should finish the story, Miss Sadie.
All right. Then the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord."
You know, that's a really nice story, but what's it got to do with right now? With the lights being busted, there's no reason to be happy. I mean, what else is there to be joyful about? Anything else?
Petunia, what's wrong?
I have failed Christmas. No one is listening to my singing. The people close the doors as soon as I come by. And what's worse, some of my adoring fans didn't even open their doors. Maybe they were just out of town, that's all.
Perhaps that is the reason.
But then, I saw some people who were already filled with the joy of Christmas. And so I thought to myself, Petunia, why don't you sing for them so that their joy can be even greater?
Oh dear, what happened?
I sang for them, and they lost their joy and happiness. I don't know why. All I was trying to do was spread Christmas cheer, and they became angry at me for some reason. Maybe they just had some bad fruitcake.
Now wait, does that mean there's a good kind of fruitcake? Because I thought there was only one kind, the nasty kind. Ugh.
I know how you feel, Miss Petunia. The decorations are a mess. Oh, Christmas is a mess.
Y'all don't get it.
What don't we get?
What are we not getting?
Like, if you were to make a vanilla brownie Do you call it a whitey?
Christmas doesn't have to be perfect so that we can have the joy that Jesus brings. When Jesus came, he didn't come because everything was right in the world, like the decorations all put up or carols being sung.
Why would Jesus come if everything wasn't perfect?
Jesus came because the world is broken. We are broken.
I am not broken. I am fine.
The only thing broken here are the Christmas tree lights.
I mean that we're broken in the sense that all of us have sinned and are in need of God's forgiveness.
I remember a verse like that. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Romans 3:23, right. So it's okay that your decorations aren't just right, Theodore, or that no one appreciates your singing, Petunia, because that's not what Christmas is about.
Well, what is Christmas about then?
Christmas is about God sending his son Jesus to fix our brokenness because of sin and to make us right with him. That's why we can't make ourselves have Christmas joy, because God's the one who gives us that joy through his son.
I tried to have joy by decorating the tree all pretty, but even after it was done, I still didn't have joy.
Because you weren't looking for your joy in Jesus.
I think you're right, Otis.
Wait. So you mean people can still have joy even if I don't serenade them with my caroling?
Of course. You see, you need to remember that God is the one who gives the joy of Christmas, and Jesus is that joy.
Wow. That makes me feel so much better. All the pressure and responsibility of making other people have joy, it's gone.
You can rest because God already gave us all the joy in Jesus. And nothing we sing or decorate can add or take away from that joy.
Otis, why are you crying?
Did you go singing for people too?
No. I'm just so happy for my friends. Y'all found true Christmas joy.
And this joy is not just... This joy is not just for Christmas, but for all year round.
And that's the joy called Jesus.
You know, I have so much Jesus joy. I feel like singing a song.
Petunia, do you know any good songs?
How about Joy to the World? Except, I don't think I should sing.
Aw, Petunia, it doesn't matter how your singing sounds. God loves a joyful noise, especially when we're thanking him for the joy he gave us in his son.
Okay, well, will you sing with me?
Sure. How about you, Sheriff?
All right.
Oh, don't forget about me. And can they all sing with us too?
Who?
Why, all of them out there? See?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
Yeehaw! God blesses everyone!
The story that you saw up here is really indicative of our society. People, as you know, we live in a day where Merry Christmas is offensive to people, so you get Happy Holidays. How many of you correct the person that says Happy Holidays with Merry Christmas? People don't get it. The holidays are supposed to be happy, and people put on a fake smile, and they do and they say weird things, and they act ways that are truly quite phony. And if the lights don't work, you know, if you're a Clark W. Griswold, you can't get the lights on, you're upset, you're kicking the Santa Claus in the front yard. Nothing is going right for you at Christmas if things don't go your way. It reminds me of the Grinch who stole Christmas. Remember the Grinch? He came down the mountain and he stole everything the people had. But what happened the next day? They got up and they celebrated Christmas anyway. That rhymed. That must be something good. And the land that he tried to steal joy from, he couldn't do it because joy was not in the gifts that they had. It wasn't in the tree that they had. It was in this one truth. And that one truth is this: God is with us. When Jesus was born, God became a man. Emmanuel is his name. God with us. Goodness, this is not even going to work. If it doesn't, I'm in trouble. What am I drawing? It's supposed to flip the things. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. The Lord is laughing at me. He is laughing at me. That's all right. I'm getting there. Don't worry. I've already done my introduction. I got to get to what I've got now. See, there's going to be a day when people say, everybody take out your iPads. But it's not going to be here anytime soon. All right, I'm here. I'm getting there. The quote I wanted to give you was this make-believe scenario. It is up there. It's not even supposed to be. Satan and his demons were having a Christmas party. Wow. Okay, here we go. As the demonic guests were departing, one grinned and said to Satan, "Merry Christmas, Your Majesty." At that, Satan replied with a growl, "Yes, keep it merry. If they ever get serious about it, we're all in trouble." That's the issue. That's really what goes on at Christmas. If we ever stop to think about what this day is really about, Satan and his hordes are in trouble. But he's got it just right. It works perfectly for him the way it happens now. The best part about Christmas is that God is with us. Remember what the prophecy, if you read Isaiah 7:14, God spoke to the prophet, and he said there's going to be a sign. The sign is going to be that this virgin is going to be with child. And you're going to name this child Emmanuel. He's going to be called Emmanuel anyway. Well, he was called Jesus. Jesus means, the Hebrew form is Yeshua. It's where we get Joshua. It's two words. It's from the shortened form of Yahweh, Yah, and Shua, which typically means delivered. Yahweh delivers. God saves. His name was Jesus, but when God came to the earth, God not only became man, it was God with us. And that word, Emmanuel, is two Hebrew words, actually three Hebrew words. Emmanu means with us, and El means God, and it's God with us. When Jesus was born, it didn't have anything to do with the tree or lights that didn't work. It was about God being with man. Now, many of you left your house tonight. You left your house tonight. Wow, this is a good one. I think it's because we got all the mics queued up with all the play. Some things going on, or Satan's in there. But when you're sitting in your house and you're sitting on the couch and everything's great and you got to get up and your wife says or your husband says, "Come on, we got to go," and you say, "I don't want to get up. I'm comfortable here. I've got my slippers on, fire's on, football game's on, whatever it may be." You get up and you do it for the better good. I'm going to go do this for my kids, for my wife, for whomever. I'm going to do it for the family that I'm staying with at Christmas. That's what Jesus did, except 1,000, 1,000,000 times worse. Jesus left heaven. The Son of God left heaven, and he came to this earth. And he didn't demand a 4-star hotel. He was born in a bunch of hay. It's a trough, a feeding trough where animals ate out of. He came to this so that God could be with us. That's what it means. Jesus is God with us. He's always existed. We know from John 1:1 that in the beginning God was the Word, who is Jesus, was with God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in John 1:14, the Word became flesh. That was Christmas Day in John 1:14. He came, according to John 1:18, to literally explain God. Jesus came to explain to us who God is. So reading about his life is a wonderful endeavor. That's Theodore needs to learn that word, doesn't he? Endeavor. His birth, Mary will bear a son, call his name Jesus. Why call a guy that God will save? Why call his name God will save? Because that's exactly what he came to do. He didn't come to represent goodness to us. He didn't come certainly for us to salute one another and say happy holidays. What an insult to our God. God came to be with us so that we could not offend people and say happy holidays. If you want to wish someone a happy holiday, fine. Better yet, wish them a happy time of year where we celebrate the birth of our Lord and God. Jesus is God. If you're not going to wish somebody a happy time for that, don't say anything at all. You might as well wish them, "I hope your tree lights." It's absurd what we've made this day into. And it's really illustrated up here. People today, they're all depressed. What if you don't get any gifts tomorrow? Or what if you open your gifts tonight and you didn't have anything good? How many of you ever actually opened a bag of switches when you were young? How many of you had that threat thrown at you when you were a kid? The bag of switches. I remember thinking, what's a switch? I'm assuming that a switch was something bad, but Mom didn't need a bag of switches. Or learned that a switches were what they're going to whip you with. Well, Mom didn't need a switch. Like, go bring that bag. I'm running out. The local hairbrush, anything with anything that could hurt me for talking back to my mama. Well, Emmanuel's birth is so much better, so greater than what we make it, like what was represented up on the stage. We know that Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in these cloths, wrapped his legs, wrapped his arms. The heavens rejoice. These angels, these heavenly hosts appeared. Imagine yourself being a shepherd in the field that night. Imagine what that must have looked like when you look up to the sky. You're just a shepherd. You're a lowly shepherd. You tend sheep, not birds. You tend sheep. It's a dirty animal. You're outside, and you look up at the sky, and there's this host of angels. Note that angelic host didn't go into Jerusalem and talk to the Pharisees. I mean, they were the smart guys. They were dressed well. They were the teachers and priests. The angels didn't go there. They went to these lowly shepherds. I love what Sadie said, and that is that God came into a really broken world. That's the way the world was in the first century when Jesus got here. When God took on flesh, it was a broken world. You, whether you know it or not or want to admit it or not, are a broken person. You are a sinner. Romans 3:23, yes, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." All. I don't care. You know, if being a sinner means that I've done one thing wrong, then we're all sinners, aren't we? And the one who's done one thing wrong is no better than the one who's done a million things wrong. We've messed up. We fall short of the glory of God. If you lined up, you'd say, you know, if I could throw a rock or a football, let's say I could throw a football. If throwing a football, being perfect, was to throw it 1,000 yards, well, I can throw a football, at least I used to throw about 60 yards when I was younger. Well, there are other people, I know there are people stronger and better athletes than me that can throw it 61 yards, 70 yards, 100 yards. So what? If the standard is 1,000 yards, we all fall short, don't we? So the one at 1,000 yards is not coming up to the guy that can throw at 150 yards going, "Wow, you are awesome." No, you came up 850 yards short of the perfect standard. That's us. We have fallen short. We're in trouble. And the wages of our sin is death. We're in bad shape. God came to that world. That's what's such wonderful news about Christmas. That's why we celebrate this day. That's why everything can go wrong. You can go to the doctor on Christmas Eve and get a death sentence. I'm sorry, you have... You're going to die. That could happen. And that's okay. You want to be okay? Because God is with us. Is it me? Swap it out. I see. Is that good? We good? Can you hear me? Am I mic'd? I don't feel amped. Okay. All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah, you're a bunch of wretched sinners. That's what it is. I can always pick up from there, can't I? The angels in Emmanuel, I want you to note from the scripture that Gabriel, who was an angel, that word means mighty one of God. Gabriel was with Zacharias. This was John the Baptist's father. You were going to have a son. And without John the Baptist, Jesus is not the Messiah, because there had to be a forerunner to the Messiah. Jesus had to be able to point back to John the Baptist for Jesus to be the Messiah. The angel appeared to Zacharias. He also appeared to Mary. The angel appeared to Joseph. An angel appeared to the shepherds to announce Christ's birth. Host of angels appeared to the shepherds. Angel told Joseph after this, after the birth of Jesus, to flee into Egypt and told him to go back. Angels. People today write books about angels like they saw them. Show me a better story than the angelic story of the Bible, and I'll buy your book. Don't waste your money on angel books. There's a great book about angels here, and they're always doing one thing, pointing to God. Modern angelic books point to the author about how great they are. Buy this book. A great book cover. Don't buy that garbage. Read about the one the angels pointed to. I love their presence there, always pointing to Christ. They were at Jesus' birth. They were predicted. They were announced. They warned about him. They directed the people. They were present in Jesus' suffering. We know that they were there at his temptation. Matthew 4, Luke 4. They were in the garden of Gethsemane when Jesus was sweating drops of blood. He knew what was coming. He wasn't afraid of men. He wasn't even afraid of crucifixion. Jesus went to the cross to face the wrath of God. Do you know that's what he did? It wasn't the wrath of the Romans. Jesus, who is God, whose birth we celebrate, was afraid of the wrath of God. And he took that wrath for you and me. And we can't say Merry Christmas? Folks, I want you to know, God has become flesh. And he took on flesh so he could die a slow, painful, torturous death so that you and I, by faith, can have eternal life. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. If that offends somebody, then offend them. Tell them about Jesus. That's what the whole thing is for. The angels were there at the resurrection of Jesus. Remember, they were there. They pushed away the stone. Mary and the ladies came up. He's not here. What are you looking for? The angels are there at the rapture. The voice of the archangel, which we looked at Sunday. The angels are the ones that come and gather God's elect from the four winds of heaven when Jesus comes back for his second coming. The prophecies of Emmanuel, the prophecies that God would be with us are throughout the Bible. God didn't just one day say, I've got an idea, I'll send my son. And we prophesied it thousands of years before. He prophesied that Jesus, that God with us, would come from the seed or the line of Abraham. And through his son Isaac, and through his son Jacob, and through his son Judah, and through the line of David, who came from those previous mentioned people. Prophesied the time of his birth, the place of his birth, Bethlehem, Judea, Bethlehem Ephrathah, from the prophet Micah. How many of you read Micah anytime lately? It's a good book. It's in the Bible. God gives us truth through every book of the Bible. Read it. When you read it, you see God telling you, here's what's coming. I'm not making this up as I go. Here's what's coming. I have this for you. I'm going to become a man so that I can live your wretched life. All the mistakes we make, Jesus came to say, I lived the perfect life and I died your death. And if you will believe in me, you have my perfect life and you have my death to atone for your sins. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why God is with us. Emmanuel. That's who he is. Jesus is God. Any discussion about God without the discussion of Jesus is a worthless discussion, is it not? Jesus is God. And a beautiful God he is. Emmanuel's life, Jesus Christ our Lord, he came to seek and save the lost, to testify to the truth. And by the way, that's what bought him his death. What was the truth? His truth was this. He even tells his half-brothers in John chapter 7, verse 7. He says, the world doesn't hate you. They hate me because I testify that its deeds are evil. Think about that. That's why they killed Jesus. They didn't like anyone telling them that what they did was wrong. Do you? How many of you like it when somebody comes up and says, you know, I've got a problem with you. You do this, this, and this, and I don't like it. And you go, well, thank you. Thank you. If you don't slug them between the eyes, you go away. You say, we're not going to hang with those people anymore. When somebody tells us what we're doing is wrong, they don't want to hear it again. We've had people through the last 13 years of this church plant, they don't like, poor souls, that I call them wretched sinners. I don't want to go somewhere where they call me a sinner. But you don't want to know that we know exactly who and what you are? You don't want that? No, you want people to think that you're actually something good when you're not. You're only lying to yourself if you think this. That's why Jesus is called Savior. He saves us from something that we're in trouble or in danger of. That's why he's the Savior. If you know who he is, good, welcome to the club. Even the devils and the demons know who Jesus is. It's to receive him by faith that makes us born again, saved. He came to testify to the truth. Jesus came to die. He came to give eternal life. He came to give us this future program, the government that he would put on his shoulders. We await that at his second coming, where he's called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Risen Savior. That's what he is. His work is not over. His work of redemption at the cross is. But he's coming back. Could happen tonight. Are you ready? Or are you still hung up on the happy holidays? Are you upset that the pastor of this church just called you a sinner? You poor soul. We're sorry to have offended you. We're telling you what you really are. But God is with us. He came to save us. That's the good news. In spite of who you are, in spite of what you've done, God became flesh to save us. I, for one, testify, you can't out-sin me. I've never committed murder. I've never committed adultery. I've never really done anything where I've got a record. You can check my police record. It ain't there. But if you open up behind the scenes here and you see what's in here, I'm an adulterer. I'm a murderer time and time again, over and over again. I covet what you have because I want what you have. I have lied, and I will lie again. I have disrespected my parents. I have blasphemed the name of God. I'm all those things. I have fallen short of his glory, and so have you. But the good news is that God was born. God with us. He came to give us eternal life for those of us who will just believe in him. What he does, he forgives our sins. He just forgives you. He declares us righteous. It's almost like he has a wand and he says, righteous, but those who believe. You could pray a prayer right now. Lord, save me. I'm a wretch. That guy's right. I don't like him, but he's right. Will you save me? You know what the answer is going to be? Absolutely, I will. Do I need to give some money? No. Do I need to come forward and bow down here at the altar? If you want to call this an altar, it's really just a stage. No. It's a local prayer. Lord, save me. And he will. And he does. How many of you can testify the fact that he has done that? There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And now Jesus, after he ascended into heaven, he stands at the right hand of God the Father. And he intercedes for us. He prays for us. He bears our burdens. He gives us hope. He gives insight into his word. He grants prayer requests. I love that. He never leaves us nor abandons us. So I say this in conclusion. Have fun with your trees, as absurd as they are. Have fun with your Christmas tree. Make it go all the way to the ceiling. Get you a really big house so you can have the biggest tree on the block. Have fun with it. Dress up like Santa Claus. Fill up with trees, lights. Have the best lighted house on the block so that everybody in your neighborhood will talk about you. Go ahead. That's all fun. But if all that stuff crashes and fails, none of that takes away from the truth that God is with us. Emmanuel, have fun with it. Do not ignore Christ. The two knuckleheads that were up here figured it out. You know, the really dumb one. They're really dumb and dumber, aren't they? The really dumb one. I believe his name was Otis. He knew a little bit about the Bible, didn't he? He knew something about the Christmas story. But does that impress God? He wasn't fully enlightened. He needed Sadie to share the full gospel with him about what it meant to really be saved, not to know a story, and she did. And she was right on. And did you see how she held that Bible in her hand, reading the Word of God? I recognize it's just a skit, but that actually happens in real life. Have fun with the lights of Christmas, but don't you dare miss what it is. If someone you love is dying, someone I love is dying. That happens. People are sick. You may not have a Christmas at all because you lost your job and you don't have enough money to even have a Christmas meal. And you think, what a terrible Christmas this is going to be. You've apologized to your children. Junior, I'm sorry, you're not going to get the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip this year. Which if you told your kid that today and that day, they would go, huh? Don't apologize to them. You don't owe them a bunch of gifts. You owe them the truth. You see, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of our sin is death. It's like going to work. You go to work, the wage that your boss owes you is the pay. That's the deal. You work, he or she pays you. Well, the deal that we have with God is that when we sin, he kills us. We die. That's why we die. We're born sinners. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. And for all those who believe, if you confess with your tongue that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Some of you worship, love what I just said. Others in this room tonight will go away and scoff and will laugh. Because God with us means nothing to them. They don't care. You can get in their face. It doesn't matter to them. Christmas is just another time where they visit their local church once a year, probably because somebody made them. And they break out the lights. And they sing a few songs. And they move on and they just look forward to the new year. Don't look forward to the new year. Celebrate in the moment. God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, became a man to live the life that you can't live in perfection and to die the death that we could never endure. That is the God we worship here. That is the God that we celebrate on this night. Pray with me. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the fun that we've had. Thank you for the gathering that we've had, for the miscues, for the studying that those that have put forward to memorize lines to show us a picture of what is so common in our world today. It's saddening, Lord. It's sobering what's out there. I pray that everyone in this room, at the very least, everyone in this room, we go out here tonight recalibrated, understanding once again what the meaning of this day is. The birth of you, you becoming a man. To live my life and die my death, Lord. And if there's anyone here today who have darkened the doors of a church, maybe for the first time in years, as we've seen in the past, work as you work. Save them. If there are those who are here on their annual trek to church, open their eyes, Lord. Scare them out of their mind about the wrath that is upon them until they receive the peace treaty found only in Jesus Christ. You, becoming a man, offering your love, your forgiveness. Lord, we love you. We worship you. I pray that that's what we've done here tonight. Take us home safely, not because we deserve it, but because we've asked. May we be a blessing to those around us, Lord. We love you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Folks, thank you for being here. I wish you all a Merry Christmas. I think the actors are in the back signing autographs. No? Have a great day. You're dismissed.